Good morning. It's 10:24 a.m. on Tuesday, October the 15th, 2019. It's 50 degrees, some scattered clouds around. Nothing right overhead. Well, very little right overhead. It's really quite a beautiful morning. It's chilly. It's fall morning. The smell of fallen leaves. So it's almost done. Cape Grace is so close. I did a lot of... I got my feet wet. I don't say I did a lot of, but I got my feet wet in Fourth of Words yesterday. I've already been writing this morning. I'm going to go home and do some more. I'm going to try to remember to post this before I get too dug in. But yeah, that's quite... It's quite interesting. The time, I don't know if the time will shrink as I progress, but it's like 20 minutes to do 250 words. It's like, okay, sure. According to my statistics yesterday, I wrote 1,000 words in about 25 minutes. I don't know if I'm reading it correctly. There's still a lot of learning curve to go, but I have to say that any tool that has me sitting down and saying, okay, I wonder if I should slice some monsters. Instead of, let me check my email. I have not yet checked my email today, which just struck me because I sent off the newsletter last night. I should probably have a few emails that need responding to. I should do that before I get too far down in the day. A few at a time makes it go easier. I heard from Podium this morning that the next book, Suicide Run, is scheduled for December the 24th, Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to all of you guys. And then February for Home Run. So every other month, more or less. We'll see how it goes. They don't have a cover for Suicide Run yet, but it'll be there. And it'll probably be a beautiful cover that has nothing to do with the story, as is their habit. Back. The guys are coming today to winterize the sprinkler system. I hope I got it protected enough with the routine stuff that I did earlier in the week last week to protect it from the double digits, the low teens. So, yeah, putting together the newsletter yesterday, it occurred to me that I really didn't want to share what I was reading. Because it's just written so badly. In spite of the fact that it's pulled me through 6 and shortly will take me into book 7 and thankfully final. I don't quite understand how this guy could be quite so off. After having written as many books as he's written, and he's written a lot of books. That's not just this series, but he's got another series, at least another series, maybe 2. So it's like, I understand he's got an audience, he's got a platform, he's got income, he's being successful in those terms. So there's no real incentive, I get it, sort of. There's no real incentive for him to deal with things like word use, vocabulary, verb tense, spelling, homophones, dialogue formatting. I mean, all of these are technical issues that would make his books actually stand up. His covers are dreadful, oh God. I've got all of these covers now in my on my library, and it's like, oh, every time I look at them, it's that my eyes bleed. Somebody in the Golden Age groups recommended them, and I'm looking at them. And back in the beginning, I looked at them and went, really? Okay. And I don't know why I haven't been able to put them down, because they are really put downable. Other than the story. I keep thinking, Jesus, if he had written this better, if he had gotten this edited, if he put some decent covers on it, this guy's got a gold mine here. But there are so many people who are willing to take a baseball bat to comma slices, splices, to unfamiliar vocabulary. Why would he, how would he get by with this? It's just, why would he think it was okay? I don't know. I gotta stop talking about it. I have to go to Boulder tomorrow and do a presentation on marketing. In theory, it's only an hour. It's like 6:30 to 7:30. I gotta leave here around 3 because I want to get over there and have a time to kind of unwind from the road a little bit. Before I have to stand up, get something to eat. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. It should be fun. It's a night out. It's a night getting away. It's a kind of a warm up for Mile High Con. There will be a SIFL meeting on Saturday morning at 9:30. I think it's like it's a long one. It goes till like 10:50, I think. So there's time to get in and chat up people. There isn't a lot of hard SIFL news to push forward. That's a rugged bike. I heard it coming behind me and I thought it was like an electric one or something, but it's a really heavy duty frame. My gosh, I haven't seen a frame like that in decades. Roof is working here. That feels good. I didn't wear my windbreaker, so I just put on a hoodie, my hat, jeans and boots. It's the wind is a bit brisk. It feels a little chilly. Dog, dog, dog. So I didn't watch. I watched Mrs. Maisel last night on the treadmill. I didn't watch. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Last night doing dinner, I just sort of read. Well, no, not sort of read. I just read. I didn't turn a TV on. The temptation to turn on the news to see what fresh hell has been raised is just... It's like, no, I don't even want to turn the damn thing on. It's just, with just the little bits and pieces that I'm getting from peripheral contact, it's just, oh, Lord. Okay, either the guys didn't show up yet, or... They've been and gone. I hope they haven't shown up yet, because I would really prefer to be here when they show up to do the work. Fall. It is fall. Winter's coming. I wonder why this flag always has it. It's got one corner caught in the flagpole. I wonder why. It's on that corner. I wonder if they never take it down so it doesn't release. I don't know. Je ne sais pas moi. Almost back. I've got the story running in my head. It's time to get out. Today's Tuesday. Tomorrow's trash day. I could put the trash out tomorrow. Speaking of out, I also have to put a milk order out. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.